This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what helped the cattle market today?
Well, it looked like, Leslie, more fun buying today, but it was also a quiet trading session. Trading was mostly positive today for the cattle complex. The close was positive for the third straight session. News-wise, very quiet. Technical buying probably helped as much as anything to pull the futures higher. Choice box beef today up 66 cents. Select boxes up 49. Total movement of 89 loads. Cattle kill estimated 115,000 head. And lean hog futures today traded mostly lower and closed with triple-digit losses. We saw December cattle $1.10 higher on the close. February 72 cents higher. Jan feeders up 35. March feeders up $1. And the February lean hogs down $1.65.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Announcing the final days of the Dream Big Sales event at your Oklahoma Ford dealer. The final days to get huge year-end savings on America's best-selling brand. Now through January 5th, get special low financing, generous cash rebates, and incredibly low monthly payments on every new Ford in stock. The best deals from your Oklahoma Ford dealer. The best in Oklahoma. This is your last chance of the year to save big on a new Ford. The best time to buy. Save big on Ford quality, technology, and fuel efficiency. Get the power and fuel economy of Ford F-150 with EcoBoost. The technology of synced voice activation. The fuel efficiency of Ford Focus, Fusion, and Escape. All with special low financing, generous cash rebates, and incredibly low monthly payments. Don't wait. These deals won't last. It all ends January 5th. So go to OklahomaFord.com now to check out the latest offers. Then hurry into the final days of the Dream Big Sales event going on now at your Oklahoma Ford dealer.
Tom, what's shaping the grain market?
Well, Leslie, we saw the weekly export inspections come out this morning. Mostly friendly, especially for the soybeans. Over the weekend, we also saw Egypt bought wheat from France and Russia, none from the U.S. An unknown destination today reportedly bought 116.6 thousand metric tons of our U.S. corn. The weather in South America continues to be crop-friendly, as they are on pace for a record soybean production down there. The key thing is they have yet to see any heat, and there's none in the nearby forecast either. And don't forget, the markets close early Wednesday due to Christmas Eve. We saw today on the close, March KC wheat give up its upside and close down 8.25 cents. July KC down a nickel. March Chicago wheat 6.5 cents lower. March corn closed 1.25 cents higher. July corn up 0.75 cents. January soybean 7.75 cents higher. March up 7.25 cents. And March cotton up 115 points.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.